USA Radio News.
The Chief of Defense Intelligence of Ukraine told Reuters that the country's forces were, quote, regrouping and shifting to, quote, higher ground across the river. Now, in its fifth month, the war in Ukraine has left at least 4,000 civilians dead and resulted in an estimated hundreds of billions of dollars in damage. Former President Donald Trump celebrated the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade during a rally in Illinois. During the rally, Trump endorsed Darren Bailey for governor and renewed his support for Representative Mary Miller. This is all gearing up for Illinois' primary election, which is scheduled on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
The FBI has been called in after a blaze erupted at a Christian pregnancy center in Colorado. Authorities say the fire at Life Choices Center is being investigated as arson. Firefighters found the building with, quote, fire and heavy smoke damage. According to a press release, an evidence response team from the FBI is now involved. One woman has lost her vehicle due to an unfortunate set of circumstances, USA Radio's Kenneth Burns reports.
Susan Heckeis was the owner of a Jeep. Past tense because it was destroyed by Washington, D.C.'s Public Works Department. It was towed from its original spot to make way for a marathon, but it was towed to a major road where parking is not allowed during rush hour.
The last thing on my mind was that you towed my car and destroyed it.
Heckeis says she wishes they had either called or emailed. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Over 400,000 patio umbrellas sold at big retailer Costco have been recalled due to a malfunction that can cause them to burst into flames. The Consumer Product Safety Commission issued the recall after 6 reported incidents of the product malfunction. The CPSC urged owners of the umbrellas to stop using them immediately. Customers can return the umbrellas to any Costco warehouse location to receive a full refund. Individuals unable to return the product can contact Costco for guidance on receiving a refund. Ghislaine Maxwell, who faces 30 years in prison for helping Jeffrey Epstein abuse girls, was put on suicide watch even though she is not suicidal and cannot properly prepare for her sentencing, which is scheduled on Tuesday, according to her legal team. This may have partially to do with Epstein, who did commit suicide while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. Maxwell's team says a psychologist who examined her does not think she would harm herself. The FBI raided a Florida art museum and seized more than 24 paintings attributed to artist Jean-Michel Baptiste following questions about their authenticity. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.